who was of the clan of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered, "The Lord bless you." Then Boaz said to his young men, to his young man who was in charge of the reapers, "Whose young woman is this?" And the servant said, the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered, "This is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab. She said, 'Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves after the reapers.' So she came, and she has continued from early this morning until now, except for a short rest." Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Now listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my young women. Let your let your eyes be on the field that they are reaping, and go after them. Have I not charged the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink what the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?" But Boaz answered her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me. And how you left your father and mother in your native land and came to a people that you did not know before. The Lord repay you for what you have done, and a full reward be given you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Then she said, "I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly to your servant, though I am not one of your servants." So Boaz was a wealthy man from Bethlehem who believed in the Lord. He had earned a good reputation and was known as a kind, generous, honorable man of his word. Naomi sent Ruth out to glean from the fields. Boaz noticed Ruth due to her conscientiousness in picking up the grain in his field. She strictly observed the rules of gleaning: gather standing grain in corners and along the borders of fields, drop stalks, and left behind sheaves. Boaz also noticed her grace and modest conduct while working. He rewarded her due to her pure and holy intentions, knowing she was also caring for Naomi. He gave her more than was dictated by law. He provided water and meals, and had his harvesters leave behind extra stalks for her to collect. So continuing in Ruth 2:14, "And at mealtime Boaz said to her, 'Come here and eat some bread and dip your morsel in the wine.' So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed to her roasted grain, and she ate until she was satisfied, and she had some left over. When she rose to glean, Boaz instructed his young men, saying, 'Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And also pull out some of the bundles for her, and leave it for her to glean, and do not rebuke her.' So she gleaned in the field until evening. Then she beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She also brought out and gave her what food she had left over after being satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, 'Where did you glean today? Where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you.' So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, 'The man's name with whom I worked today is Boaz.' And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, 'May he be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead.' Naomi also said to her, 'The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers.' And Ruth the Moabite said, Besides, he said to me, you shall keep close to my young men until they have finished all my harvest. And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, lest in another field you be assaulted. So she kept close to the young women of Boaz, gleaning until the end of the barley and wheat harvests. And she lived with her mother-in-law. Boaz was part of the clan of Elimelech and had taken care that Naomi's sons had honorable burials. Due to his relation, Boaz could serve as redeemer to Ruth, but there was another relative closer in line to Ruth than he. Boaz met with the other relative, and he declined to marry her, so Boaz did. And Ruth 4:13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has given birth to him. Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. And the women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, a son has been born to Naomi. They named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. So earlier we said, a kind man is friendly, generous, helpful, considerate, listens, and is caring of others. Boaz has demonstrated he is a kind man. He showed compassion and gentleness to Ruth. He was courteous and generous towards her and lifted her and Naomi out of poverty. To be kind is a choice. It also is not natural for us. It takes work. And we cannot do it on our own. It takes trusting and surrendering to the Lord to be kind, to become a better image of Him.